Most of you are continuing Mirtz Hashem in Pnimi Halacha, Rav Malamed Sefer, and we are in the section of the Malacha of Kosev, of writings. We're continuing on page 49. So Malamed writes as follows, Yish Omrim. So remember in our last year we spoke about the halachos concerning erasing on food. So now he says, Yish Omrim, She Asr Mindirei Chacham, Nishtamish B'Sefer, She Kosov, She Ksuvos, Osios, Al-Chudi Hadapim Shalom. Let's say you have a book. So often you would find this, let's say, with library books, where let's say the name of the library is printed on the pages themselves, so that when the book is closed, you know, the writing on the side of the pages is intact. When you open it up, you're essentially dividing up the letters. So again, he writes over here that some poskim hold that halach lamaisa that is going to be aser, because every single time you go out and you open up the book, it's mechika, it's erasing, and every single time you close it, it's kosev. He goes on, he says, lamaisa, kishain sefer acher, mutalishtamish bo. So Muhammad writes that at the end of the day, obviously, if you have the same sefer without the writing, then okay, then don't open it and close it. But if it's the only sefer you have and you need that particular sefer, ultimately, again, you're allowed to use it. Why? Because according to many opinions, the act of bringing the pieces of the letters together is not called writing. And moving them apart is not called mochek. Furthermore, again, in addition to that, benosaf lakach, hoil va sefer, noa la psicho skira tmidis, ein psichasu skiraso nechshava safilu kiksivo mechika arois, vein kan koliser. Furthermore, again, since the book itself is made to be opened and closed, therefore, halacha lemaisa, the act of opening and closing it is not called writing and erasing. Now, so there's two points being made over here. So Malamed is saying like this, just to understand the two opinions. So opinion number one, if there's writing, let's say again, this is like on the, I guess what we would call like, you know, the outside of the page. Like I said, like a library book is a good example of this, where if you hold this sideways, you could see, you know, whatever, Baltimore Public Library. So when you open it, technically speaking, you're erasing the letters. And when you close it, you're putting the letters back together. So there is an opinion, school of thought, that says, therefore, one should not use such a sefer like that. So Malamed says, listen, if you don't need to use the sefer, don't use it. But if you need it, then halacha lemaisa, you're allowed to use it. Why isn't it mechika and ksiva? Why isn't it erasing and writing? So very simple, he says, because that's not the definition of writing and erasing. The definition of writing and erasing is not bringing letters close to each other, and the definition of erasing is not moving letters apart from each other. That's not the definition. That is not the act of writing. And in other words, it's a definitional machlokes. That's number one. And again, we'll see later on. We actually saw this a little bit also in the previous year. This is why halacha lemaisa, if you have a cake with writing on it, right, you're allowed to cut in between the letters. In other words, the only issue is destroying a letter. But you could cut in between letters. You're destroying the word. The act of moving letters apart in and of itself is not considered to be an act of mechika. So therefore, again, he posits this act of opening and closing a book, moving the letters apart from each other, even moving letters, parts of the same letter apart, that's not called mechika and ksiva. Okay, he also adds in over here that it is the derech, it is the normal way to use a book by opening it and closing it. So this is very important, because what he's highlighting over here is that halacha lemaisa, the act, when you use something in a normative fashion, so often that does not constitute a malacha. You know, the classic example of this is when you eat something, right? So why isn't eating, if let's say it has an image or it has a word on it. If I have a small cookie in it and it says happy birthday on it, I put the whole cookie in my mouth. So why is that not erasing? Because that's considered to be a normative act of eating. So Sotoviri says that the act of opening and closing a book is a normative act of opening and closing. Therefore, by definition, that's not called mechika or ksiva. Okay, so the chatchila, if you don't need to use the book with the external writing, don't use it. But if you need it, you're allowed to use it. So this is also another very interesting halacha. What about opening up a food package that has writing on it? So he writes over here that really one should try to avoid opening up a package if he's going to go ahead and tear the writing. The quotes over the Taz. So the Taz says, if you need to open up a food package on Shabbos, if you're going to tear letters, you can't do it. The only way to open up the package is if you're confident you could do it without tearing the letters. However, v'yesh omrim she'ein bazeh shum iser. Others explain, no, there's no problem with this. Why? So this is very interesting. When you open up a package, even if you open the package and you tear the package, what you're doing is you're not erasing letters. What are you doing? You're distancing pieces of this letter from one another. In other words, the act of erasing, by definition, is an act of removal or obliteration. The act of distancing two parts of a letter from each other, that's not called mechika. So by the way, this is connected to the same piece before. This is why you are allowed to really open up the library book, because the act of moving two parts of a letter away from each other, that's not called erasing. So too, when you rip open a package, so halacha l'maaseh, again, you're not erasing the letter. You're moving two parts of the letter away from each other. So therefore, so this is machlokes. So again, first opinion, the Taz, you cannot open a food package on Shabbos if it is going to destroy the letters. Second opinion, the Ramah, no, because you're not destroying, you're not erasing the letters, you're simply moving them apart from each other. So what should we do? L'chatchila, roi l'hachmir. So ideally, Lord, try to open packages in a way that doesn't destroy letters. Or, if it's going to destroy letters, if you don't need the food, don't open it up. Aval kishein derech likroa es ha'ariza below likroa osios. But where there is no way to open up the package without destroying letters, efshar lahakel. Ultimately, again, you could be megel. Hoil v'akorea enemu unyan limchok. Since the intention over here is not to erase, v'hadavar na'ase kederech kilko. So this is very interesting, a very interesting halacha. So therefore, although ideally one should not rip open a package that has lettering, halacha l'maisa, if I need the food and there's no other way to go ahead and open the package, I could do it, even if it turns out that it rips through lettering. Why? Because that's not called mechika. That's not called erasure. That's called distancing two parts or parts of a letter from one another, and that's not called mechika. Very interesting. Similarly, mutar leches al adama ben alaim shechakukos al suyasan osios betzuros shonos. Limro shalicha matvia es tzurasan al adam. Similarly, again, halacha l'maisa, you're allowed to go ahead. Let's say you have an image on the bottom of your shoe. Right, you have an image on the bottom of your shoe. So halacha l'maisa, and let's say when you go ahead and you stamp on the ground, so it creates an image. So halacha l'maisa, ultimately, again, that is not a problem. He says you're allowed to go ahead and wear those on Shabbos. Very interesting. Okay, fine. So let's go right there. He goes on, he says, page 50, Mishakasav ayado be'eit, rashay lishtof es yado l'nagba kederko. It's very interesting. Let's say on Friday I wrote on my hand, I have ink on my hand. So the halacha is on Shabbos, I'm allowed to wash my hands and dry them appropriately. Why? Mipnei shebederech klal ha'osios einan nimchakos b'shtifa v'nigov shapamachas. Because generally ink does not come off, you know, with one washing and one towel drying. Amna mishimu unyan nimchok es ha'osios yizar lishtof l'nagev es yadav v'nachos k'desh lo aseyem b'mchikas ha'osios. But again, obviously, you can't intentionally do this. In other words, the act of intentionally removing ink from your hands on Shabbos will actually be a problem of mechika. Okay, incredible. So therefore, again, let's just review a little bit what's come out of here. So first of all, library books. So that have writing like on the outside of the pages. So again, if you don't need the book, don't use it. If you do need the book, then ultimately, again, you're allowed to use it. Why? Because the act of moving pieces of the same letter away from each other is not the halachic definition of mechika. Good. Number two, opening up packages on Shabbos. This is a very shaykh case. So remember, again, if you could open up the package without destroying the letters, definitely ideal. Or if you, only way to do it is to destroy the letters, but you don't need the food, then don't use it. But if halach l'maisa, I need the contents, and there's no way to open it without going ahead and destroying the letters. So me'ikra din is mutter. Why? That's not called erasure. Once again, when you open up the package, what you're effectively doing is moving the pieces of the letter away from one another, and ultimately that is not mochik. Incredible. Okay, now we're on page 50, section Dalet, and this is the last section in the Malacha of Ksiva, the Malacha of Writing. So this is actually very interesting. He says, "Kishal amadnu, as we have learned already, ksiva kederach aray asura medivrei chachamim." So as we've already established, halacha l'maisa, writing even in a temporary fashion is going to be rabbinically prohibited. Right? So in other words, even writing that is, so remember, midaraisa, we've seen that in order for you to be chayiv for ksiva daraisa, writing, a biblical prohibition of writing, you have to write on a surface that is going to endure with an ink that is going to endure. There, but however, midrabanan, even if you write with an ink that's not going to endure, you are still chayiv. Same idea for mechika, for erasing. You're only chayiv if you erase with the intention to go ahead and write something on that same spot. But if you are erasing without the intention to write something in the same spot, that is still going to be an isur d'rabbanan lefichach. Therefore, this is actually very, very important. Aser lichtov osios al adim shenis avu al achalon. So again, if you have condensation, right, or like, I don't know what the right term is, like fog, yeah, a condensation on a window. So you know, you could make an image in that. You can't do that on Shabbos. V'chin aser lemochkan, and you also can't erase it. Now again, obviously this is drabanan because the fog, writing in the fog or in the condensation is not going to go ahead and be permanent, right? Nor are you doing it with the intention to write. If you erase it for the intention to write something else, or something else. Same idea. You can't write letters in sand, or for that matter, again, erase letters in sand. Now remember, in both of these cases, it's drabanan, because if you erase it, you're not erasing it to write something else, right? And if you write, clearly again, it's not on a surface that endures, and it's not writing that endures. But nevertheless, it is asr on Shabbos. So if the window fogs up on Shabbos, you can't make an image in it. You can't make an image on sand on Shabbos. Similarly again, asr lachros, actually let's skip a little bit. Page 51. This is actually very interesting. Yesh makilim l'chola v'hishtamish b'seret mad chom. This is very interesting. What about the use of a thermometer on Shabbos? So some are makel that you can use a thermometer on Shabbos. Why? Mipnei she'in bazek siva. Because there's no real act of writing. How so? Shekine osios kvar hayu mutba'os b'seret v'hein rak mofios l'shakala ayedei chom u'miyad achar kach ne'elamos. So he quotes over Ravaji Yosef, who holds that there's no real act of writing. Why? Because the letters, or in this case, the numbers, are already there. Right? Just the temperature causes the mercury to rise and to get to a different level. And after a very short amount of time, it returns back to what it was. And ultimately, as Shmir Shabbos Kilchos, however, says that no, actually taking temperature is actually a problem of writing. Now again, it'll be rabbinic writing, but it's still an issur of writing. So what do we do? So Rav Avi Yosef says, using a thermometer, we're talking about not a digital thermometer, but using a regular thermometer on Shabbos is going to be mutter. It's not called writing because again, the numbers are already there. And the Shmir Shabbos Kilchos says, no, it is rabbinic writing. So what do we do? So hold v'adin d'rabban efshel hakel b'shasa tzorach. So it goes over here, the idea that look, therefore, if you don't need it, obviously don't take your temperature. But if there's a tzorech, if there's a need, if there's a chola, there's someone who's ill, then halacha lemaisa, you could take the temperature under those circumstances. Kiyotze baza, along these same lines, lechatchila in levatze bedika rufa'ah shegoremes lahofas tzeva, u'b'shas hatzorech yesh lahakel. Same idea he says over here about any type of medical test that would cause coloration. So I guess, you know, in a good case, or maybe like a pregnancy test. So one should not take a pregnancy test on Shabbos. Why? Because the mice said that'll cause coloration, right? That'll cause, again, the one line, the two lines, the colorations, and therefore, halacha l'maisa, one should not do it. Now again, b'di'eved, ultimately he says that it's mutter because it's only b'di'rabbanan. So if you had some type of tzorech, if you had some type of acute need, you could do it. Obviously those cases would require a very specific type of shayla. Okay, so he goes on, he says, mutter l'haniach. So again, so the idea, the yisul that's being expressed over here, which is incredibly important, is that halacha l'maisa, midaraisa, the only time that you're chayiv from mechika is when you're writing with an ink that will endure on a surface that will endure. And the only time that you're chayiv from mechika, that's ksiva, when you're chayiv for mechika for erasing, is when you're erasing on the condition to create a blank surface for additional writing. If you're missing those factors, halacha l'maisa, the act could still be aser midirabanan. He goes, mutar lahaniach kubios sivonios, excuse me, zu litzadzu, u litzayer tzura. So imagine for a moment you have colored tiles, or literally like colored cubes. you could place the cubes one next to the other in order to make an image. So this is, imagine I'm taking, you know, like independent colored tiles, and I'm putting them next to each other to create a tzura. So you're allowed to do this, right? V'chein, mutar l'aniach chut b'tzura shel, similarly, you could fashion a string in the form of a letter. Why? Mishum shakubios oha chut kvar hayu kayamim rak sidru osam b'tzura shel os. Because you're not really doing anything. In both of these cases, the thread and the cube already existed. You're just fashioning them into the form of a letter. So the act of ksiva, so really what he's highlighting over here, is that the act of ksiva is a creative act. It's a creative act, ultimately, again, that goes ahead and creates something that was not there before. But if halacha lemaisa, the item was already there before, you're just refashioning it, it's not a problem. So to take individual color tiles, put them next to each other, and create an image, not a problem. To go ahead and take a thread and arrange it into a letter, not a problem. V'chi mutar, lahatzmit zug klofim shebiachad yotzrim tzura ba'alas mashmos, o os o mila, mipnei sha'kol haya kosov mitchila rak kirvum zelozeh. So again, same idea. You could go ahead and take literally again just independent pieces, right, and to go ahead and put them together. For example, a good example of this would probably be like Scrabble pieces, right? So let's say if you were to take Scrabble pieces and you were to go ahead and put them next to each other, that would not be a problem of ksiva on Shabbos. Why? Because again, the independent letters already existed, and the act of bringing things closer to each other is not the malacha. So by the way, I just want to point out, you see this both ways, right? So in other words, taking a word that already exists and separating letters is not going to be a problem. And so to taking individual letters, or for that matter, again, individual items, and pushing them closer to each other to create a word or an image is not a problem either. Why? Because everything was already written from the beginning, and all I did was bring them closer to each other. Now, this is a very important qualification. The cholzeh, now, this is all presupposing that what are you doing? You're just simply bringing things closer together. But you are not attaching them to each other, nor are you attaching them to some type of backdrop that holds everything together. But let's say again, so I'll give you a different example. So let's say again, a person's using, like a magnet tiles type of thing, where let's say again, the tiles actually connect with each other, right? And then I'm putting the tiles together to form a word or to form an image. That's problematic. Right? Because halacha l'maisa, now I've created a certain sense of, it's not just simply bringing disparate things close together, I've created a chibur, I've created a connection. L'rov poskeis manenu, hadavar asr medivrei chachamim. Now again, this is going to be d'rabbanan. Therefore again, l'fichach asr ladaitam, linotz chelke osios beluach, olaharkivosios b'nei iser kosev. So I'll give you an interesting example over here, and it's actually quite fascinating. So let's say, for example, Scrabble. Right? So again, you know, the good old Scrabble boards were just like a regular, like game board. Just like a board game board. So if you put the letters on top there, that's not a problem because halacha lemaisa again, or you put it on a flat surface, because it's really just a series of tiles that are next to each other. And the act of putting tiles next to each other is not a problem. You know, on the fancier Scrabble boards now, where like now, you know, the tile sits in like a box, right? It sits in like a cavity there that holds the tile in place. That's going to be problematic because that act of then embedding the independent tiles in a board that holds them together, that is going to be an act of ksiv, an act of writing. Now, granted, it's dirabanon, but nevertheless, it's aser. V'chin ulefichach aser ladaitam linotz chelke osios poluach ulaharkiv osios in the iser kosev. So therefore, halacha lemaisa, you're not able to do that. V'chin aser laharkiv puzzle. Same idea, I come up with a puzzle. Shigam ksivas osios balos mashmos asura mishum kosev. Same idea with a puzzle, because what happens with a puzzle? A puzzle of interlocking pieces. So what you begin to see is the act of, let's say, moving letters or even different items that create a cohesive image, if you're just arranging things next to each other, that's not a problem. The moment you attach them to each other or embed them in one another, then it is going to be an iser derabanan. Okay, therefore, again, a puzzle will be asked. V'chiyesh matirim, hoyol ve'in bazeh shum ksiva, shekena kol kosov sham mitchila, v'rak matzmidim es osios o es chelke a puzzle zeh la zeh. So, interestingly enough, others disagree. And others say, no, it's not true. Even with the puzzle, even with the scrabble, right, where the individual scrabble tiles, you know, fit into like that cavity, that receptacle, halach l'maisa still, it's fine. It's not a problem. Because at the end of the day, still all I'm doing is moving things closer to each other and not really creating a new entity. Amnam. But ultimately, again, even according to this opinion, you know, you could not go ahead and attach it in a way, let's say, in order to go ahead and create a sense of permanence. Now, what does this mean? So remember, again, so let's say if you were to take the puzzle and you were to go ahead and halacha lemaisa, you were to go ahead and halacha lemaisa, go ahead and let's say, you know, put it in a frame or something like that would be problematic. So really, what it comes down to over here is lemaisa, and this is actually very important. So what do we do in this case? Right? So halacha lemaisa, what is the appropriate response? So he says lemaisa harotzim lahakel bazel liladeim rashoim, aval nevugarim nachon lahachmir shekach hidas rov haposkim. So therefore he says halacha lemaisa, if you want to be makel for children. Okay, so you want to let a child put together a puzzle, fine. You want to let little children play a board game where the pieces get embedded on the board or are magnetic and stick to each other, fine. But adults should absolutely be machmir, because this is the majority of beings. Therefore, an adult should not put together a puzzle on Shabbos. An adult should not play the Scrabble where the pieces, you know, are able to fit into the board, or should do anything that has, you know, magnetic pieces that fit together, that form words or images. Now, again, now Rav Melamed adds in something else. I'll be a little piece of Musar. Says, furthermore, it's important for a person to know, Shezmana Shabbos tzarech lios muktosh l'Torah, v'lachein yesh orim shekolam ischakim asurim b'Shabbos al gedolim. All right, so he quotes other opinions that say that in general, Shabbos should be used for more noble spiritual pursuits, and therefore, halacha l'maisa, you know, these type of games on Shabbos maybe don't have a place. All right, so I would say to this that, you know, that halacha l'maisa, that Allah Khalamaisa, you know, that at the end of the day, there are if a person's playing board games on Shabbos with their family, with friends, okay, there are worse things. There are bigger fish to fry than that. So again, but halacha lemaisa, one does have to be vigilant that to go out and play a board game, even if you're bringing words together or pieces together that create an image, it's fine as long as they are not interlocking or magnetic or embedded on some type of, you know, board that brings them together. The moment that you have that, then ein achinami, the game is going to be problematic. Midrabanon. All right, it's important to understand. It is not d'oraisa. It's going to be midrabanon. Incredible. All right, so we will stop over here for today. Shkoyach, everyone, and emeretz Hashem. Next week, we will continue with the malacha of tzoveya, the malacha of dying, right? D-Y-E. All right, everyone, have a wonderful day.